back a little quicker than expected here on the Live Free Zone. Wasn't such a bad wait after all, was it, Kurt?
Not bad at all.
All right.
Okay, next was a theoretical appreciation on my single-family detached, da-da-da-da-da. I potentially have an opportunity to liquidate this property, buy one a little further north of where I live, where the climate is considerably milder, and have a lot more land. And my intention would be to get up there. There's good potable well water at about 110 feet from the surveys I've seen and stuff, and be solar powered and wind powered and all that type of thing, and basically eliminate all the outflow of what I'm trying to drastically barely making it on now. You know what I'm saying? And so what I'm wondering is, if I do that, solar energy is quite expensive, as is, you got to have batteries and all this and that, and it's and drilling a well is $15 a foot and stuff like that. And so my total acquisition up north on 40 acres compared to where I'm at in a municipality here now, my total acquisition, including building a structure suitable to live in and having everything, where I can live basically a normal life type thing, would end up being about $20,000 or $30,000 less than what I got on this. Does that in some way make a taxable event? I mean, I haven't had to even file taxes for 15 years because I'm so poor.
Again, and this is a good opportunity for me to recap this disclaimer that I try to remember to make each program and have not done so today. I'm not a tax lawyer. I'm a constitutional lawyer. I'm a trial lawyer. I do a awful lot of things. I've done criminal, civil. But I have always stayed out of administrative law. Now, whether or not the sale of your property would be a taxable event would depend on, the regulations concerning that particular sale, your age, your status, and right on down the line as to what they contend. Now, my contention is there's nothing that says you're liable for any tax that they claim was incurred if it's a taxable event. Now, nonetheless, you've got to deal with, as somebody earlier pointed out, you've got to deal with the 800-pound gorilla in the room. Now, that said, my suggestion to you is that you get with a tax advisor, an accountant, somebody who can tell you. Now, he's going to tell you.
I'm going to have to pause you right there, Tom. These are professional people. You've recommended lawyers and tax advisors and things of that nature. These are professional people who deserve to be compensated for their time and efforts. I can't afford that, Tom.
Well, then you can resort, A, to your own resources and do your own research on that issue, or, B, you can, and this is your last resort, okay, Kurt? The last resort that you go to would be to contact one of the, quote, help lines. And I think we commented earlier that it's a four-letter word, but it's not helping you that they are interested in doing.
Understood.
So anything you obtain from the IRS in answer to your questions would be, you would want to verify that. It would be subject to scrutiny because their credibility isn't there. You know they're liars, and you know, too, that they're incompetent. Even the IRS admitted that they ran a survey on their help line and found out that the answers that were given were wrong 60% of the time.
Wow.
So, be careful when you're dealing with the Fox.
Third part of that question, and then a generalized statement.
And then, one more.
Third part of the question is, does putting real property, et cetera, in trust have...
Why don't you hold that, because we're short on time. And we'll be back here in just a few minutes on the Live Free Zone. We'll give you the number when we get back if you want to join us here. Be right back.
We'll be right back. Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis.
And back up and running on the downside, or the, not necessarily downside, I hope, but the second half of the Live Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer. We're talking about taxes right now. We're talking with Kurt in Arizona. But if you want to talk to us this afternoon, if you have something to say or a question to ask, and hopefully one that I could do a better job of answering than Kurt's first two, then give us a call here, 1-800-313-9443. Now, Kurt, you were just starting to spell out your third question and final question, and if you would, though, you know, can you do it in a sort of a abbreviated fashion? I've already missed on two now. Don't give me a hard one. Throw me something I can answer.
The basic question, third part basically property, but other items too, is does putting items in trust provide me personal protection from things like litigation and taxes or, you know, whatever, stuff like that? Is there advantage to putting things in trust? Because I believe that's just something I can get somebody to do me the favor of picking up some forms from the county courthouse or something, file them. Isn't that correct?
Well, I can tell you a couple of things about that. But first off, again, I'm going to remind you that, you know, trusts are creations of fictional entities of something similar to a corporation. Those the rules and regulations on those are, while they are fairly similar and uniform throughout the country, They do vary from state to state. And again, you need to look to your state on that. Now, there are federal regulations and policies in connection with the income tax and, you know, on trusts and on income received in trusts. As a matter of fact, a trust that I set up to protect my disabled wife from her son in the event something should happen to me is the subject that the federal government is trying to use falsely, fraudulently, in contending that I have used that trust to evade taxes. You have to be careful with trusts, and that sometimes they can do more harm than good. I have had to go back in and undo a number of trusts for people simply because, and finally we got some changes laid in the state tax property law here in Louisiana, or property tax law here in Louisiana, because of the problems that these trust vendors, who are really snake oil salesmen, for the most part, mostly what they're selling is insurance. I've had them tell people that legal costs on a succession or running an estate would be $30,000 or $40,000 when it wouldn't have been, but $1,000, $1,500. You know, that's just they scare people. But be careful of that. Make sure of the ground before you step and put all your weight on it, and find out what the local rules are that apply to you. But by and large, there are ways to break into a trust the same way there are ways to break into a corporation. Give you an example of some backlash on a trust here. People were being sold these trust packages, and they would transfer their homes to the trust so that their home didn't have to go through probate. You know, like this is a god-awful thing to have happen. There's nothing to an estate. It's a simple, very straightforward process. But they make it sound like you're going to rip out your arms and sock it. But they would transfer their homes to a trust. Well, a trust cannot live somewhere. A trust can't be a head of a household. A trust cannot qualify for a homestead exemption. And here in Louisiana, we have a $75,000 homestead exemption. Well, the trust, these people who are living on a fixed income, they're retired, they're whatever, and they've been exempted from taxes all this time, and they decide to save their home, and the next thing they know, they're getting a tax bill because their exemption has been lost. We had to actually change the statutes. So you need to be very careful. Remember, you know, Newton's law, every action has an equal and opposite reaction. And you need to look at what the payback is. If you want to take an aspirin for a pill, expect to settle for an upset stomach. You know, if you react that way to aspirin, everything that we take, everything we do, every action we take has an equal and opposite reaction.
Very well put, Tom. Right. I understand you well, and I'll make my short, brief, generalized philosophy statement, and I'll let you get to the next caller. I think that the what I term the wicked World Web, anybody that is much dependent on that is indeed playing into one of the heads of the beast big time. That's the biggest loss of privacy I could imagine from just the stories I hear and things like that. And I think that that it should not be such a strongly emphasized manner of marketing information and products.
Well,
it's too much of a loss of privacy to my way of thinking.
It's a potential way to get into your home. Like I said, anything that can be used for good can be used for evil. Everything that can be of benefit can also be of harm. Just as I warned you about trust, that there are places where they're very useful and helpful tools to use, but there are also places where that tool can mash your thumb like a hammer as well. So, you know, drive a nail, fine, use a hammer. Hit your thumb, that's not what you want to hit it with. So, you know, take care, and I appreciate the call, Kurt. And
I appreciate the answers, Tom.
I struck out on, I think, all three of those, but nonetheless, I wasn't able to give you a solid answer, but hopefully I helped you find where to get those answers.
You left me much more well-informed than I started. Thank you, sir. Goodbye.
Good. Thank you, sir. And, you know, we're talking about these problems of using different devices, whether it's a trust or if it's a or a corporation. There are procedures that can be employed to manage tax liability and this, that, and the other. And we can do that while we're in the process of trying to get the truth out to everyone. But in the meantime, what I want to do is caution everybody. Don't step out in front of this bus. I had to do that. I didn't have a choice. But don't get out here and pick a fight one-on-one with the most dangerous and the most powerful organization in the world. And one of the things that make them so powerful and so dangerous is that they're capable of doing anything and everything. There is nothing beneath them. There is absolutely nothing that they will not stoop to. And I know you heard the old joke about they've quit using rats for lab experiments because they're going to start using lawyers because there are some things they just can't get a rat to do. But, the fact is that, you just don't want to get tangled up with these folks. You want to get tangled up with people in the world out there, people that are next door to you, people that live across the street, your neighbors, your friends, your family, your co-workers. You want to get the truth to them. That's who we need to be talking to. We've done enough backpatting, and we all know we're right. We know we're telling the truth. But it's not going to make a difference until everybody knows. And so if every one of us grabs everybody within hearing and gets the truth to them, then that number will start to grow like crazy. We've got John in Texas, I believe. John? Are you with us, John?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine, John. How are you doing, John?
Okay, listen. I just tuned in. I've heard you talk about the IRS. I actually have a success story for you.
Do you have the radio program on behind you?
Okay, I just turned it off. How's that?
That'll be much better.
Okay. I haven't paid since 1988 because I had a TV show in Austin, and I started finding out about everything. And they were actually trying to come after me for $300,000 because of a business that I had. And I did the whole, I found out about the whole thing. I sent in the three different commissioners that you have to send your paperwork to. I sent them the laws and, all that stuff. And I had an individual IRS agent, because, of course, you can't sue the government because they're not government. You have to sue the individual IRS agent. It's called a Bowen's action or Bivens action. I can't remember. But in the IRS code book, you're allowed to put a Bivens action on them, which allows you to sue them for $11,000, 11-year prison sentence. Well, those individual IRS agents don't want to go to prison, so they release all your liens. So they released all my liens. They actually sent me a letter stating that I am on an uncollectible tax status and I don't have to pay taxes anymore. But in the future, if I wanted to, that they'd be glad to take my money.
Well, I've heard of other cases where they just decided there was no blood in that turnip.
Exactly.
And, and that there was nothing to be gained by, in other words, it wasn't going to gain them any notoriety or scare a lot of people.
So
it wasn't going to.
Was one of the ones that slipped through the cracks or what?
Well, those are some of those that slipped through the cracks. And you've got some, for example, too, some of these new, I'm going to call it a silver bullet approach. Well, generally, some of them will work.
According to
an
IRS agent who's actually a friend of mine now, I don't even exist to them anymore.
Well, then basically what they've done is kind of written you off as a lost cause.
Well, isn't that great?
But I couldn't.
I hope I left a bad taste in their mouth. But I'm really freaked out because it was rather easy to do. I mean,
the problem you have there is that your experience cannot be duplicated, and that's a dangerous thing to it. That maybe they're figuring they'll use you for bait to bring somebody in they can get some blood out of. Okay?
Well, a lot of people don't realize that they tell them themselves every year. The IRS doesn't know anything, but you don't tell them.
All right. Well, we're You know what that music coming up now means, that we're going to have to shut this thing down for a few minutes and go pay some bills. And so we'll be back here in just a few minutes.
You want me to stay on?
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
On the Republic Broadcasting Network. And we're making good time here. We've already gone through an hour and 20 minutes, which for me now has been 3 hours and 20 minutes. So if I get slap happy in this last half hour or so of the program, cut me some slack. You know, it's been a long stretch here. I've enjoyed every minute of it, though. And I've enjoyed some great calls today. We've had some about as varied an array of calls as we've ever had here on the program. And if you want to talk to us, give us a call at 1-800-313-9443. And now our last caller, John in Texas, was talking about having been written off more or less by the IRS as, and I don't know if I would take this, how I would take this if I were him, as being not worth pursuing, but nonetheless, these things happen, and you're going to see anomalies. You're going to see little glips or blips and kicks and misses and little gaps, you know, in the fabric from time to time. Don't jump off and do something, though, on the basis of a single event. But give me a good example of that is that, you know, there's been a great deal of discussion about the PRA defense, Paper Reduction Act, a defense of the 1040 not complying necessarily with that particular act. And I know a lot of things that don't comply in the IRS, and they seem to be oblivious. As a matter of fact, they seem indignant when you bring it up. But the Bob Lawrence case had received quite a bit of publicity out of Peoria, Illinois, last year when the Department of Justice dismissed all charges against Mr. Lawrence when he was clearly going to mount a defense based on the PRA. Now, that gave a lot of us the impression that the PRA was now going to be the new silver bullet. It was going to be now the new safe haven, the Band-Aid that will stop all of the bleeding. I don't know. It may very well be. It could very well be that's where we're headed. It may be that that's why the Department of Justice dropped those charges, but we don't have a read on that. We don't know that to be the case, so we can't assume anything from that. All we can do is just say that's a flag. That's something we need to watch, and we need to see how that develops. So the I'm just warning against jumping off on any kind of success, or what may appear to be a success, or what may be only a temporary success. And let's take care in where we step. Make sure of the ground before you put your weight on it. You don't want to end up in quicksand. Now, in that line, let's talk for just a minute about getting in harm's way. And we've talked about that several times over the course of the last 3.5 hours. I know I've mentioned it a time or two. But I want to talk a little more about the truth attack that is recently launched as a result of the concerted efforts and the concerted support of a number of the groups. Now, all of these groups have their own slant. All of these organizations that are trying to fight the IRS have their own approach to how to make that, wage that battle. But there's one truth that they are all agreed upon, that everyone understands, and that is that there is no law making, you know, most Americans liable for the income tax. Now, if you want, you know, you can go to YouTube and type in Tom Crier, and we've posted 4 segments of video on YouTube. And it's been up there a little over a week. It's already pushing 3,000 views. It has a 5-star rating across the board. The video segments explain that there is no law. It doesn't get in and make this into a law lesson. What it does is it tells the truth, and it lays it out. Now, just how wrong does the IRS have to be out of line? How many ways do we have to attack this beast? If we just attack it with one point that is fatal, that's enough. And the soft underbelly of the IRS is the truth. It's what it fears the most. It's what it dreads. It lays awake at night sweating, worried about when the truth is going to come out, just the same as a felon lies in bed awake at night sweating, wondering when the knock on the door is going to come. So, you know, that's the truth attack is a campaign based solely on the political side of this battle. The legal side is great, but, you know, we're not going to readily get a resolution there because, as we've already discussed, the courts and the DOJ and everybody involved is all, they're all acting together in order to frustrate and to suppress the truth. So what do you have to do? You need to push back. And you can do that through thetruthattack.org. But the Truth Attack, all the activities that are engaged, the TA will be engaging in, are constitutionally protected. Nobody can indict you for evasion because you told your neighbor the truth about the income tax. So we'll be back here in just a few minutes here. If you want to be on the program, 1-800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back. This is Tom Cryer, the bad peasant, the good, I hope, American, and the good citizen, standing up for what I know is the truth, and what I know is the law, and what I know we have a right to in demanding that we're ruled only by the laws to which we've consented through our representatives and not by the whim and caprice of some administrative bureaucrat sitting and punching on a calculator and coming up with numbers that they're going to demand and extract from us one way or another. The end of the last segment, we talked about the Truth Attack campaign, and I just want to mention a couple other things about that. Some of the things that the Truth Attack is going to be engaging in are going to be those items that are those types of activities that require us to work together. Up until now, we have all tried to take the beast on single-handedly by filing returns a certain way, or by not filing a return at all, or by filing certain forms in association with the returns, or by filing demands and letters as to our particular individual tax account, I'll call it. Now, that's all well and good, except that what it does is it keeps us on a one-on-one basis against the IRS and the government and the big lie. If we're going to make this an issue with the public, and that's what it's going to take to solve this problem. We're going to have to do more than what we can do by ourselves. We're going to have to do what requires groups, teams. It's going to require team work. You need to work with each other in getting the truth out through seminars and getting the truth out through attracting the media, the local media attention, through letters to the editor, through conducting of demonstrations, courtroom fills, making this issue visible to the public. Once the public sees it, it will be all over. But you've got to get up and be in groups. It's going to have to require that we work together. And we can't work together if we don't know who each other are. So one of the questions that this most recent update that came out of the truth attack, yesterday, pointed out was that's why, you know, they need to know where you are and how to reach you so that they can put you together with your neighbor. You may have, you know, a dozen patriots within stone's throw of your house and not know the first one. But once you identify to each other, then you can get your heads together and you can organize and you can plan and you can coordinate and you can make things happen in your community. Because that's where it all has to start. It's right where you are. You're the seed. You need to germinate. You need to break ground. You need to come up above ground and say, we are the people with the truth. Here is the truth. You need to know it and get it out to them. So that's something that's important. And I realize, you know, that there is some degree of safety or security and anonymity. Realize that it's just a frightful opponent that we're up against, and that when they are out to get you, paranoia is not exactly out of line. But when we stand up all together, shoulder to shoulder, and there are crowds of us, and there become hundreds of us turn into thousands of us into hundreds of thousands, we're already pushing for 10,000 members and truth troopers out there spreading the word, putting up seminars, setting up demonstrations, writing letters. Already over 50,000 letters have gone out and hit Washington, D.C., not asking to show the law, not asking them to stop doing what they're doing, demanding that they stop. It's high time we told them what to do for a change. I mean, they work for us. They are our government. We're not their subjects. And that's basically what we need to realize, is that this war, this combat, this battle for the truth and for the rule of law, and hopefully eventually to restore a constitutional republic, is going to be won or lost, not in a courtroom. It's going to be won or lost out there in the street. It's going to be won or lost in the public square. The other side benefit to making this so public, to being so vocal, to unifying and showing our numbers and growing our numbers by bringing people to the light, is that judges who are, as I don't know if those of you who we're all tuned in at the Peter Mac program, which immediately preceded this one. But Peter Mac quoted a judge who acknowledged that judges are cowed, that they're intimidated by the IRS. Now, I don't care if a judge rules wrong because of avarice, because he's in bed with them, or he rules wrong out of cowardice. Does it really matter to the poor fellow who's going to go and get locked away and shut down and shut up because he told the truth? Does that really matter? But the ones that are out of cowardice can be emboldened when they see people besides themselves and besides this single one-man defendant or one-woman defendant, and he sees people in crowds, people in groups that are all saying, we know the truth, Judge, and we're watching what you're going to do with it. He becomes emboldened. It actually can have a beneficial effect on these courts to make them feel a little braver, because they're not alone. That makes sense? Of course it does. If the judge feels like he's sitting up there on that bench by himself, and it's a whole government against him if he makes a misstep, he's going to be a lot more frightened and a lot less likely to buck the system and preserve and protect the law than he would be if he saw that there were a crowd of the public that said, yeah, you're right, Judge, this is the truth, stand up for it. Remember your oath, remember your obligation, and do what is right and protect our rule of law. That's your job. Now, under that type of pressure, you're going to also help the poor soul who is, just like I am, in the ringer, so to speak, with the federal government. So we're going to be helping everybody and everything by pushing this campaign of spreading the truth, making a public issue. Larry Becraft, a few weeks back, was on the program, and he drew an analogy that is so apt that it bears repeating. He pointed out that the civil rights movement got nowhere in court until it became a public issue. And then all of a sudden, the court decision started to flow out, saying, no, you can't do this. No, you can't do that. No, that's wrong. That is unconstitutional. Now, it was just as unconstitutional before it became a public issue. So where were these judges? Where was the court at that time? They were the same place that they are now with the IRS and the income tax. They were cowed by the system. They were emboldened, however, by the fact that the general public was now aware that these laws were on the books and that they were wrong, and that this isn't the right way to operate a society where everyone is supposed to be deemed equal, at least before the law. Now, I'm fat and I've got short legs. I can't run very fast. I'm not equal to the guy who can run a 4-minute mile. But I've got other strengths. He's got other weaknesses. But when in front of the law, I don't care how tall or how long leg or how fast somebody can run or how fast they can't, in the eyes of the law, we're all absolutely equal. Well, it wasn't that way for a long, long time in this country. Now, that's why we have to get together. That's why we have to band together. We have to identify ourselves and stand up and say, this is the truth, I know it's the truth, and I'm holding you to it. To the government, to the courts, to our neighbors, saying this is the truth and you need, they're stealing from you. They're stealing from your family. They're taking food off of your children's table. They're taking an education away from your child. They're depriving you and your community of the benefit of your labor. They're taking what belongs to you. They're not taking a tax on what you are doing. They're taking a tax on what you are. Just as we pointed out at the very beginning of this program today, they cannot tax your blood by coming out and saying there's a blood tax. We're going to take a pint of blood away from you every month. Well, your sweat is just as much a part of you as your blood is. Your labor is just as much yours as your hair, as your blood, as your organs. And if they can't take one, they can't take the other. It's time to stand up, be counted, identify yourself. I can't urge you enough to go to truthattack.org. If you haven't already and you haven't enlisted, go over there, enlist, fill in the information, get the kit that will tell you everything that needs to be done, download it, save it, and get to work with us. Add to the letter writing campaign in particular, because that needs to go up. People have said, well, letter campaigns have been done before, and they failed. Well, I'll tell you exactly why they failed. Because there'd be 10,000 letters this week. Next week, there'd be 8,000 letters. The following month, there would be, that week, a month later, would be 4,000 letters. And eventually, if they just ignore those letters and and they just hunker down in their foxholes and don't do a thing, eventually those writing the letters get tired, they become disheartened, they become discouraged, and they quit writing them, and the storm passes. Ha, ha, ha. You know, dodged another one. Well, the key to a letter-writing campaign having an impact is perseverance, is staying with it, and also in growing numbers. If there are 4,000 this week and there are 5,000 the same week of the following month and there are 10,000 the week after that, that tells them this is not a wearing out process. This is a process where the cat's out of the bag. Every new people are learning about this, and that's the whole idea of the rest of the activities. This is something you can do without getting indicted. This is something you can do that nobody can stop you from doing. Nobody can tell you to shut up. Nobody can tell you to stop telling the truth. They can tell one guy. They can drag him into court, put him under an order, threaten to put him in jail if he keeps telling the truth. But they can't, you know, bring thousands of us. And that's where we are already. The truth attacks already has thousands of people who have signed on and said, I'm willing to get out here and spread the word. And it's going to take each and every one of us to do it. That's where the fight is going to be won. With that public issue, by making it known to people, that is when the court is going to start turning the corner and start saying, okay, yeah, the law really didn't say that, did it? All right, now what's your, you know, turn and look at the Internal Revenue Service and say, show me the law. Or back out of this courtroom. That can happen if that judge knows that there are people behind him. That will happen if the judge knows that the tide is shifting that way. People, you know, judges are people just like anybody else. They may wear the robe and they may sit up there like a bunch of godlets and they may exercise authority that you and I don't have. But they still put their pants on one leg at a time. And they're still subject to the same pressures. And right now, the pressure is greater from the government than it is from us. We need to do something about that. We need to change that pressure differential. We need to build the pressure on the right side, on the tried truth. And we need to make it just shine that light, push that, blow that wind, write that letter, hold that seminar, tell people about it, get them to write letters, make letters up for them. And ship them in. And when that flood of letters keeps getting bigger and bigger every month, then at some point, one of those weasels is going to squeal. And when one squeals, they're going to be just like a stampede of cattle. And just gonna, every one of them is going to take off. And they're all going to run for the tall grass. They're all going to stand there and say, well, I can't believe that the IRS taxed you more than we told them to. Well, shame on you, IRS. Now, you stop that right now. Yeah, right, right. You know, I wrote in an earlier deal. It said, yeah, just, you know, sign the bill. You know, just shut up and just sign the bill. Get it over with. Shoot this thing in the head. Stop it. Stop taking what doesn't belong to you. Stop taking people's labor. Stop taxing their God-given right to earn a living. Stop taxing the property that is their lifespan, the property that is their sweat, the property that is what is between their ears. They own that. You can't tax their property. You don't have that right. You're not a state. So when, you know, we get down to it, the key is to stand up and stay at it. Don't back off. Don't slow down. Get in there. If you're not in there, get in there. Already, you know, just like in my case, we already are planning for the truth attack, is anyway, is planning to fill that courtroom every day. That lets the judge know he's being watched. You know, thieves don't steal much when you're watching them. Thieves steal whenever nobody, at least they believe nobody is watching. We need to make that judge know, and we need to let that jury know, this is a genuine issue. This isn't a frivolous issue. about the tax. The law is the law, and we're entitled to rely on the rule of law, not what somebody says and instructs us to do. Because that's what you're being taxed by. You're not being taxed by a law. You're being taxed by instructions. The instruction form or booklet that accompanies your 1040 instructs you to pay taxes. It instructs you that your wages are 100% earnings or profits. It instructs you to write down things that the Constitution nor the law, neither one, require you to write down and pay a tax on. So it's time to stand up for your rights. Not because you want the law to change, but because you want the law as it is to be enforced and carried out the way it is. Because the law doesn't tax you. And we'll wrap things up here in a little bit. Apologize for maybe proselytizing, but it's a good thing to do to kind of vent off a little steam every now and then.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Free Zone for the last 2 hours, and on the Peter Mac Show for the previous two. This has been a heck of a Saturday, hasn't it? At least for me, anyway. The other couple of points I wanted to just make in parting today is that I want all of you to be careful. I want all of you to be safe. I want all of you to stay out of harm's way. This is not something to try at home, folks. Don't let these guys get you singled out of the herd. Because once they do, you've had it. Remember how big they are. Remember how little we are. But remember, too, how big we, as a group, we, the people, are bigger than they've ever dreamed of being. There is nothing that they can do when we all stand up and say, I'm not going to take this. Now, a couple other things, too. I just want to give a brief report. Last time we got to visit, I mentioned that I was headed last weekend for my first high school reunion, 40 years. It tells you that I'm just getting to be an old guy. And a really amazing thing happened, and I've got to tell somebody about this, but there were 43 people in my graduating class. And I have seen virtually none of them since we graduated from high school. I went on to college, and everybody went his way. And only just recently did I hear from one of them on the Internet, and I suggested we get together. Well, next thing I know, they're all getting it all together. And we had a great picnic down in Lake Charles, Louisiana, or outside Lake Charles, Louisiana. Just had a terrific time. Ate more crawfish, barbecue, and we visited. But the eerie thing that occurred was that I realized once I had stepped into that group and I started seeing these people, that over the last 40 years, that all of these people who actually, I guess, had a greater influence on how I spun out into the world, because that was the last group that had contact on me, really, before I spun loose and went out to seek my fortune, so to speak, and misfortunes. But these groups that were so important in my life had ceased to even be real to me. These people had become memories, not reality, kind of almost like remembering characters in a book or events in a book that you had read a long time ago. And when I started seeing these people and not remembering, but seeing, hugging, shaking hands with, talking to these people, recognizing that laugh or recognizing that voice or that mischievous look or twinkle, it just had an immense effect, because all of those years of my high school years and all of the people that I shared those years with, all of a sudden were back full-scale real in my life. Full-scale real people now, not just memories or recollections. And so I just wanted to pass that on about what an awesome experience that is. And if you get a chance to go back and get to know the people that you don't know anymore, by all means, don't pass up a chance to do that. That was so fantastic. The support that you guys have given me that happened that time, it's been a great week, and I look forward to visiting with you fellows the same time, ladies, same time next week here on the Live Free Zone.
It's true.